Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Afterthought. I am your host, Marshall, and today we are going to be reviewing a movie or having afterthoughts of a movie that came out in 2000. It's called Charlie's Angels. I mean, it's got Drew Barrymore. It's got, who else we got in it? We got Cameron Diaz. Cameron we got Lee. Lucy Liu. We got okay. Bill Murray. All of them. Yes, all-star cast. And today we have a special guest on here. We have Kel. Hello, Kel. How are you?
How are you? Hi, you guys. I'm so excited to be here to talk about this movie and all of this that we have to talk about.
Yes, Kel, I put out a whole thing. I was like, anybody want to come up on this show? You just hit me up and we'll do it. And Kel was like, me? And I was like, you know what? Bet, let's do it.
Like, why not? Like, I love movies. Why not? Like, I feel like this is going to really be fun. So yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. And we talked and we came up with this movie. And it's funny, I watched this movie when I was a kid, when this first came out. Mm-hmm. And it was good. It was good. I live for it. But it's funny to watch it in 2021.
That's actually what I was saying also when I watched it, because it's like I have like this like I should have brought it up here with me, but I literally had like this DVD set of like both movies, like a combo package of one.
Yeah.
And like I haven't watched it in so long, and I watched it. I'm like, wow, this movie really is old. And I'm like, dang, I'm kind of old. And then one, it's just like, it's like the topics that were in the movie itself were just, I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, right away when they started off with the plane scene, and throughout the movie, I've been feeling like this, but I've been saying this for the past couple of movies, but I'm having a really hard time seeing people very close to each other in these COVID times. Yes. It's still very weird to me, and I just can't wait to have that feeling go away, because I don't know about you guys, but it's just a little weird to see people that close. And then there were some scenes in the movie where there's just a lot of breathing in the face.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying. Yeah, so like I understand that, because like it does, because it's like they, it's like if you watch the movie, it's like they literally don't know what corona is. Like they
no
they have yet to go through it. They don't know nothing of it. We're just sitting here like, okay, y'all are mad close. But like I feel like watching, I feel like we need time to get back to like when it was like this, honestly, because like things were really fun, like
around this time
and like the movies. So I like agree. Honestly, like I just feel like it did freak me out a little bit to see them really close, especially like the airplane part when nobody had a mask on. I was like, oh my God, like
crazy. And then on top of that, I forgot that it was like, well, I didn't forget about the bomb scene, but it was a whole bomb scene in the airplane. Now, I don't think 9/11 came out until 2001,
literally a year before that they dropped that. And on top of that, I just felt like, honestly, just like watching a whole movie, some stuff was really unrealistic. Like when I was young, it
was perfect to me.
It was perfect. You get it? Like it was perfect. Like them jumping out of a plane in the beginning of the movie was perfect to me. But then I'm like, wouldn't that, like I'm in the back of my head, like, okay, like what did that like mess everybody up in the plane itself? But he just jumped out of the plane. Like she just jumped out of the plane.
The whole thing would have been crazy. And then they would have been like, sucked up into the jet.
Exactly. Like
I had a lot of questions with that. And then at the time, I don't even think I knew LL Cool J like that. So it wasn't like a big shock for me like it was.
Oh, I
was like, oh, shit, that's LL Cool J.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was crazy. So I getting right into it, that flight attendant was a hot mess. That was the one thing that I picked up on. And I didn't realize how messy he was until I saw it.
Until I saw that recently. Is so crazy. I feel like I wouldn't even have noticed like that when I was little until now. I'm like, wow, that's funny.
Yeah. Wow. And then when they did the cuts.
Like, wow. And it's kind of crazy.
Oh, your connection. Hello?
You hear me?
Uh-oh. Are we losing you?
Oh, no. You see me?
Still there? Okay, I think I got you. We are still in COVID times. We're still doing the Zoom calls, everybody. So the calls will be a little weird. But so what else? What else did you see in this movie that kind of stood out to you in 2021?
One, I could say, because like, I feel like those are like one of the one thing I really do love about both Charlie, I will say both Charlie Angel movies itself, like all together, I would say is the fashion. Like I love to see the difference. Cause me, when I watched the first movie, I literally just watched the second one right after. Just because I just watched it. Why not?
Okay.
The whole series. So like I just did it. And like just to see the time difference from the movies itself and also like the fashion time difference, it was also really cool because like you saw more of like retro, like different types of mesh going outfits going on. Like you saw a lot of different types of sunglasses that were from back in the day. You saw a lot of different types of styles, especially when it came to like the second movie too. But the second movie, that's when time went up. So like you saw the difference in how fashion got more crazier actually after that. Like
yeah, and it's funny. It's funny that time period is now 20 years later, and it's right. And it's vintage. I feel old. Oh my god, real vintage. I feel so old. it's funny. Funny thing, I actually thought there was other movies or things that I never saw as a kid in the cutscenes when they were showing the cutscenes of them in the outfits and the Harry Potter scene and the prison scene, all that. I thought this was like a series, but they just happened to make a movie about it. I didn't realize as a kid that this was a whole franchise from back in the 70s.
Right. I didn't really notice that either.
Yeah, I'm thinking this is the movie. More to get
into it. Yeah, like I hear what you're saying. Yeah.
Crazy.
It's kind of crazy, but like I feel like morally, like it was also the fashion, but then it was also like music wise, like the Jay-Z, the throwback Jay-Z, the throwback Common, like it was just so much music in there that I forgot.
The Beyonce, the Destiny's Child, like, songs.
Exactly. The come on, the Destiny's Child, like that scene when they roll up to like the drive-through, like I totally forgot about that scene. You know how much I love that scene. Like it was.
That's just me every time I go to a drive-through.
Me and my friends are gonna go to a drive-through. Like it was just honestly, I loved it. Like it was just, I love how they. And I feel like this movie, I love the first movie, I feel like they showed the friendship more, honestly. Because, you know, the second one was more about them, like, breaking up and, like...
Going through conflict. So, like, they wanted to establish them.
I love how they really... I never really noticed how much they showed how much, like, a real, like, just a friend, even, like, a female. Like, just a friendship, a really good, like, bond is between three people or two people. It don't really matter. They showed that really well in the first movie. And that's one thing I did enjoy, honestly, like...
I did. Yeah. And I liked all the character dynamics. I mean, for example, Cameron Diaz, all of her characters' cutscenes, the dance scenes, I wanted to be in those dance scenes. You want to talk about scenes you want to be in? I wish I was in the dance scenes. Which was weird because
as I got older, it was I wanted to be in Lucy Liu's scene. Like the one
where really?
all the kids going crazy in the classroom.
Oh that's yeah, the nerds, the corporate nerds.
Or being the masseuse part. The masseuse part was the best part. When she gave us a guy the foot massage, that was when I saw that scene. I said, "Yeah, I want that to be me."
Oh really? Oh, you want to be like that? Okay.
Like she knew I'll call up everything. Her. Like she was just on it. Like you couldn't get nothing past.
This scene, a lot of the parts of the movie, I really enjoyed, especially as a kid. I remember, you know, the fight scenes were so good and iconic. I feel like nowadays when I watch it, I'm so critical about watching it now. It doesn't have the same effect as it does when I was a kid. I mean, exactly. I was a kid. Yeah, as a kid, I loved the soundtrack so much. I mean, I was introduced to so much of that dance music that was playing and all those cool fight scenes and girls kicking ass. I mean, that was everything. So it is interesting to watch it now. Too. Yeah, because it didn't translate.
It's morally different now because it's like we're older. So like we're seeing like the stuff that they thought was funny. So versus what we think about them and the stuff that we thought was funny when we were younger, we thought it was hilarious. Look at it now, it's just like, like you know what I mean? Like
one thing about the fight scenes that I was noticing is that they do one of those old karate movie tricks where they put powder on their legs or the body, so when they kick them, you see like a poof of powder. And I was like, what is going on with all this flour?
One thing about the Charlie girls, they know how to defy gravity at its best. I don't know what it was.
Yep.
When it came to the first movie, but it also came to the second movie, them just was defying gravity like it was nothing. I'm like, in reality, she's not real.
I'm like, no, I'm like, they didn't.
That's amazing.
Exactly. They didn't use one muscle when they jumped up that high. I'm like, they didn't. This whole movie, they didn't use one muscle. They look like they couldn't fight nobody.
Exactly. Exactly.
Crazy.
I'm thinking I'm the only one. Like, okay, like, come on.
Crazy. But moving on towards the end of the movie, I mean, throughout the movie, that's all I was feeling. I mean, Knox, it was hard to get it still to this day, seeing the villain and his scene, all of his scenes. Mm-hmm. I just kept seeing, I don't know if you saw him in the movie Green Mile. I think it was called Green Mile.
Yes. With John Hanks. I did. Yeah.
I still can't get his nasty ass character that he played in the prison out of my head. Even as a kid, I saw that movie too as a kid, and I could not picture him in the Charlie's Angels universe. I'm like, oh, he got out of prison and now he's terrorizing the Charlie's Angels.
The Charlie's Angels? me when I was little, like, he's literally back and like he's just terrorizing them now. Like, well, who is this guy? But like, honestly, when it came to Johnny Knoxville, when it came to him, like, I really felt like his character, I don't know if it's me, but I really, like, me watching it now, I really felt like a Black person would have filled out to play the villain in that part. They could have kept the female villain has who she is. Mm-hmm. But I really felt like a Black person would have played that part, because, like, it was the music choice and the dance thing, and, like, I was just like, okay. Like, I get what he's going for, but, like, I don't know. I feel like I could have saw LL Cool J in that part or something. Ooh. Or I could have saw, Wesley Snipes or something. It would have been something, like,
see,
something.
I could see Wesley. I could see Wesley Snipes. Yeah, you see
what I'm saying? It could be, like, a wider person. It would have worked. Or even, it would have even been crazier and funnier if Denzel Washington played the thing. Like, that would have been something I would actually want to see him and Charlie's Angels playing a villain. That's funny because it's like out of the ordinary, but like I feel like they should have done that.
Well, I feel like there could have been a lot more Black characters. I don't know, because that Soul, I didn't even realize Soul Train was a part of this as a kid. I didn't realize that, but Soul Train I think was still active back then. It was
around that time. It really was, definitely was.
And they just magically put that in the movie. I'm like, oh. Okay. Damn, I didn't
know that. Right. And you looking at it, and it's like, you see homegirl, like, nothing against my girl, Cameron D. I love her. She's a sweetheart, but, like,
it was cringy.
Like, I know her, but still, like, it's just, like, honestly, just seeing her do this movie, I was just like, oh, girl.
it was a little cringy.
Now I get why everybody in the crowd was looking at her the way they was, because when I'm little, I'm like, okay, go. But when you get older, it's like, okay,
Well, I started to think about that, and I said, you know, a lot of these movies, they have a lot of people that they hire or they want to play these roles, but sometimes it doesn't work out with conflict or they're not interested. And originally, I mean, I was looking at the names that I heard that were supposed to play these girls. You're talking Angelina Jolie, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Right? That's
Andy like, I was Newton.
I thought I was the only one. When I read that Angelina Jolie played for, I was like,
Julia Roberts. What? Yes. all the top girls you could think at that
and
time.
And did you know that Demi Moore went for Cameron Diaz, but for Alex Park first before she went for, like, when she did the second movie Full Throttle, she
but
went
as
for
the villain.
Like, yeah. She didn't want to be a villain. They put her as a villain. She wanted to be an angel. Like, I was like, see,
they made that,
and I would have loved it more.
Yeah, and it's funny because in the second one, spoiler alert, kind of. I guess they kind of, they gave her her wish, but in a weird way. They kind of wrote it
into
the movie.
In a weird way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, she was an angel, but after time. You know? She was the, before these girls, she was the top angel, which I felt like I feel like they should have showed more, because I live for Demi Moore in that movie. The second, I love the cast, but Demi really gave it the second movie. Like, she really was hot shit that whole movie. Like,
yeah.
And I don't know, they should have did more with her. I really felt like they should have did more with her, but it was still a good movie though.
Well, going on to the next thing, I heard some interesting things about this movie. Now, I always like to say, they may not necessarily be true, but I have multiple sources saying that it was what it was. I did hear that Bill Murray and Lucy Liu had the worst conflict with each other throughout this whole filming of this movie, like physical fighting, verbal fighting. Like, he was being very disrespectful to her, from what I hear, about saying she can't act. And then later on, I hear that, you know, he blamed it on the lines, and it was just a confusion between the two, but he feels very warmly to her now. I feel like he was the problem because he did not come back for the second movie, right? I feel like there's a lot of sources that kind of point towards the fact that he was kind of the troublemaker more than her. I could be wrong, but it's funny watching the movie now, knowing that, and you can see like they really didn't have a lot of scenes where they kind of were with each other a lot.
You really could tell, honestly.
And isn't that crazy?
Like, honestly, yeah, for you to bring that up, honestly, it's kind of great. It's like, that's one thing I want to talk about too. Like how it, when it came to when they changed the Bosleys, I love Bill Murray as the first Bosley.
Yeah, it was just so weird to me.
Yeah, but like, not gonna hold you. I felt like Bernie Mac did kind of do the job. Like, when it came to like the costumes, the outfits, the funniness of him, like
he tore it up.
I don't know. He kept the role as like. Yeah, he kept the role as like the like kind of being like the father of them three girls, basically him being like the big brother of them. So like, honestly, I actually enjoyed Bernie Mac being like a Bosley. That's one thing I enjoyed mostly. Cause Bill Murray, I loved it, but I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't get Bill Murray out of my head of being, you know.
Well, once they establish that character, it's hard to get around that. You know, it's like it's like watching a big TV show, like say, I don't know, HBO's Insecure, and then they change up Molly and they say, oh, well, this is her sister, moving on. And it's like, well, wait a minute.
This is her sister.
What? That don't work for me, you know?
Even if they don't like each other.
Even like, if they don't like each other, it's like, come on, keep up the story. But so also I heard that Dylan, when she tumbles down the hill after getting shot, allegedly shot, and then she sees those kids and she's like butt naked with the little balloon, the pool balloon. I guess that was the same house that was in E.T. when she was in E.T. in 1982.
Oh my God.
They paid homage to that. Yeah, they paid homage to that.
I never even knew that. See, that's something I never even knew. Oh, one thing I felt that was really funny because I actually watched, have you watched Drew Barrymore's show? She has a show called Barrymore, like a talk show.
No, I always see clips about it on social media, but I shut off my cable completely, so do not get to see it.
I'm here with like in this house. I'm just back from school, staying with my mom. So like, she loves sex. She records every episode of Barrymore, and I remember it was actually one episode that I watched this past week that I saw with her. She was actually talking about Charlie's Angels. That's why when you talked about her and Bill Murray having a bad time, she brought that up too, and she was like, "Yeah, it wasn't really me and him, it was morally the production, but then it turned into something bigger than that." That's why I understand what she was saying, because she literally said something like that. And also one thing she really, people said it, you can notice in the first movie and sometimes the second movie, but mostly the first, actually when you watch it, she says she was a really big pothead. You can really tell when she was faded and when she was sober. She said there was one scene that she literally got Cameron Diaz and Lucy Liu high. They were all just high on set, just recording a movie. I said, that's hilarious.
Really? Do you know what scene?
She said it was the scene when they were on the boat, like in the beginning. Like they couldn't stop laughing. They just couldn't stop cracking up about everything. It was just,
oh,
I was
my
like, that's
gosh.
Funny.
But,
like,
that makes sense.
Scene in the movie. Yeah, and it makes sense because she said they basically they filmed that scene. I think that was had to be like they filmed that scene like the last part of their shooting.
Yeah,
which is really weird because like most productions do that. Like
they cut it up in different parts.
They cut, yeah. they film parts of the movies like in weird sections. Like they do the beginning first and then the ending like a whole month later or something. Like, so like, yeah, like that was something really funny that I thought was too. But also another thing was Selma Hayek, like she auditioned for Alice.
Yeah, it's like literally everybody. Like everybody wanted to be a part of this movie, and or they wanted everyone to play these characters. It's amazing to me. And then this movie could have went a whole nother way. And normally, you know, a lot of movies they have like a couple people that they say like, oh, that was supposed to be them or that was supposed to be them. But this movie mm-hmm. seems like it was just a long.
It was. It, honestly, I really felt like the cast that they picked was a perfect cast. Honestly, I liked all of them that they picked.
I think it worked. Yeah.
Like, it worked. That's what I'm saying. It worked. It really worked. Like,
especially
you. I don't know if you've seen the Charlie's Angels Now, the one that came out like what, like a year ago or something like that.
It didn't make any waves.
With Bella Thorne, not Bella Thorne. Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, Kristen Stewart, and then I don't think I remember the other girls, but I remember.
I know the other girl was from my childhood. She played this girl in this Disney movie called Lemonade Mouth. And she played like the girl, and I remember she also played Tiana and the new Aladdin that came out too. That's where I remember her from mostly.
Okay.
But I remember her, but yeah, I just felt like that movie, That's why I'm saying I'm proud that I grew up and I got the Cameron Diaz, Lucy Liu, and Barrymore version, because like
that was ours.
That was ours. And you can tell which one is better, because honestly, the second one was just not giving it to me. Them wigs, oh my god.
Oh,
I mean, they hurt me. I was like, Jesus, like, especially the ending, like the Lord, just thinking about it, getting me cringes. I can't.
Well, I have some other things. So, the Thin Man, the Thin Man in this one. So, originally, that was a speaking role, I heard. But he didn't want to do the lines. I guess a lot of the lines in the movie, as you can see now, they weren't that good. So I guess he didn't want to do the lines. So he wanted to make his character mute, and they worked it out and they changed it. I mean, all of the whole ripping woman's hair, sniffing it, the screams, all that was all him. He really made a good character choice, because that if he had a speaking role, I can only imagine what he was going to say in that movie.
Right.
And I feel like honestly, it wouldn't have made him as creepy. Heard him talk,
but his voice, like how he looked in the movie, and his voice I really think it wouldn't really go together for the character he played in that movie, because like he really is a proper person. Like if you see
him, I disagree. Talk, I feel like he could.
I feel like he's a proper person sometimes, but like I feel like in most movies and shows, because I feel like the only movie I really saw him in was Charlie's Angels, and like recently I've been watching this show called American Gods on Stars.
I hear that's good.
He's in it. He plays a god in it, basically. And honestly, it's kind of crazy, because like he really does give for this character in American Gods. Like he's like a whole different total person. Like it's like you can see from when he was younger till now when he grew up. Like it was just like I felt like if that person right now were to play that part, they would deserve a little bit of lines, honestly, because I feel like he would be able to say somewhat.
To tear it up.
I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
I get that. And then here's some other things. Let me see. Two things that I thought were interesting, a little speed round, is I guess the martial arts choreographer and trainer for the girls, because they had them girls training for hours, for days on days on days. The trainer, if you see in the airplane scene, he was the one, the Asian man that was teaching the girls how to speak in his language on the plane. Mm-hmm. So if you go back, he was trying to teach them how to speak in his language. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. And then also, Drew Barrymore's boyfriend at the time was Tom Green, Chad. Is it
Chad?
She was actually dating him, and I guess he was diagnosed.
That is so cute, because that's what I have to say. That's like, I love how the movies start with that. Like, it's just
you can
so
see the
odd
chemistry.
You can see how they work together. Like, it's so cute. Like, I love that stuff.
Yeah, and he was, And he was diagnosed, I guess, with cancer. So I guess throughout the filming, she would help him with that, the hospital and and all of that. So who knew? I mean, I did feel the chemistry between them. And I was like, I bet you they're dating. Even back then, I was like, I bet you they're dating. Because you could just feel that between them. But
it's actually funny because one thing I love that I found out was also that I think that basically Drew Barrymore and Cameron Diaz were friends basically when they were younger. So like Drew went for the part first, like she was like her agency, they gave her the part to audition for and she got it basically, and she called Cameron and was like, yeah, I'm doing this part and I want you to do it with me because it's Charlie Angels and any three girls. And they got it, which was so cute. I was like, that's hilarious. Like,
and that helps the chemistry, you know, with a movie like that, like, you need that. Yeah,
they both were like, they said they grew up and went to the train at the same place when they were younger, so like it just worked for them. Like they basically were really excited and they were really scared because they thought they all honestly thought that Angelina Jolie was going to get the part, like they
most of the part. But Angelina Jolie got the better part, in my opinion, with Tomb Raider, because I think Tomb Raider was around that.
It's her. It fits her.
I mean,
if I didn't have that movie went on her and there was somebody else, I would have been real upset, honestly. Because
Angelina Jolie is Laura Croft.
She is Laura. That's what I'm saying. She embodies that whole thing. Like,
yeah.
Every time I saw it, and then what's that movie about her being gay and she's like in a psych ward? Like, I forgot the name of that movie.
Oh,
but
oh man, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's something disrupted.
Yeah, girl disrupted. Yes,
girl disrupted. Yeah, that was good.
Love that movie.
That was good. I mean, the ring.
She's funny because she got the part for that. So that she actually got the part for that movie like before she tried out for Charlie's Angels. So like she had like a choice. I'm pretty sure Angelina Jolie got the part for Cameron, but she didn't take
well because I mean this is not, this ain't no Oscar winning movie. I mean, it's just
that's what I'm saying,
you know what I mean?
She gonna do big stuff, like
but yeah, no, so moving on to the next segment is the would you rather. So I only have one would you rather, but I'm gonna let you go first because I keep saying that I'm always gonna take people's things and then I take them. So I'm gonna let you go first and tell me your would you rathers. And I will save mine till the very end.
Okay, so my first question is, would you rather, what was it? It was in my head, I literally talked.
Uh-oh, I might have to go first.
Go first. The question, it keeps going in and out. Go ahead, go first.
So the trend continues. So my question, it's simple, but it's out of this whole movie, I was like, this, I have to ask this. Would you rather be Natalie, Dylan, or Alex?
Oh, any easy. One of the girls. Alex.
Why?
Alex. She's always been my favorite. Honestly, because like when I was little, we always had like, you know, have you ever saw the show, the cartoon show, when I don't know, called Totally Spice? And it basically was like a Charlie's Angels cartoon show, but it was called Totally Spice.
Totally.
And they literally had a girl, they literally had a Dylan and an Alex in the show, but they didn't have a Cameron, like they didn't have Cameron's thing. So like, honestly, I always loved Alex and I felt like Alex is always the character in this, when I saw Charlie's Angels and Totally Spice, she was always the character that was like the goody two shoes, the good in school, but then she changed, she got badder as she got growner. Like, I feel like Cameron Diaz was always like, you know, she was the cute one. I feel like Alice was the one that was, yeah, she's good, but she also could get there if she wants to, like, you know what I mean? And yeah, then Drew Barrymore was like, well, she's there, like, don't fuck with her, she's there. I like the middle. Alice was like right in the middle.
Well, for me, I don't know. I think for me, as a kid, I probably would have picked Alex because I think that was my speed back in the day. Like, that's kind of what I kind of felt like I would be if I were one of the angels. Yes. But now I do have to change my answer, and I would be Natalie. I would be Natalie because I love the party. I love to dance. I can see myself in all those
dance sequences. I'm a dancer, so like I really felt like my choice would be Natalie, but then Dancer's gonna always steal my heart. So like, I feel like Alice would really go for me because I just love how she really could be like a nice girl, but then like turn to like just the baddest bitch in the world in a complete 6 second that quick. Like she's a whole different person.
Who,
like,
Alice?
She went from being, yeah, she went from being Chinese fighting muffin to all blackout late next teacher in like an hour.
No, like, I see. I think you missed your calling. I think you're actually Natalie.
My mom says the same thing.
She you're Natalie. Same,
she said the same. I honestly think I'm Natalie too, but I really feel for Alex. Alex, I just love her.
In real life, everybody, school, if you want to check it out, in real life, I'm pretty sure you dance.
Yeah. Yes, if you go to my page, og.kdll, that's the app from Instagram. Oh, okay. You can see my dance videos since I was young, and they're all always there. Dancing. But like now that you say it, honestly, yeah, I am Alex. Mm-hmm. Honestly, because that'd be me when I really think about it now. And I'm like, think about the beginning of the movie when she's like dancing in her room alone. Like, that's literally me every morning. Like, I literally wake up, like, except for this morning. This morning, I just slept in like crazy, but. That's me every morning. I wake up and want to dance and just high on energy. That's all I am, is just higher energy. I can't never just like stop. Like,
yeah, I feel that because I remember, I think when I first saw you, I think you were like on a level 10. And I was like, what is going on? Like, this is too much. Yeah, I'm at a level 10 in certain times of the day, but you can't catch me early in the morning. But I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, I'm all through the day, I'm a level 10. I keep it. I got to keep that energy up. That's all I can. I gotta
so be happy. Did you think of your next would you rather question? Or
yes.
Still? Okay, now hit me with it. Because I am curious.
Honestly, would you have rather been a Bosley or would you have rather been an Angel? Because I feel like, or would you have rather been in Charlie's position?
Bosley, Charlie, or an Angel.
And because and to be honest, they all have good, like they all have their good perks of being about it. Like they all have a part to play and what's going on. Charlie's a big guy. He knows everything that's going on. He knows missions. Bosley, he's like the big brother of the group. He's gonna make sure everything's straight and make sure everything's going through. And he's like the person to talk to. Like everybody loves Bosley. And then you know you got the Angels, the one that's actually doing the work, the hard-hitting girls going out, you know, doing what they gotta do. Which one would you want to take on?
Obviously I want to be the Angels if that's in the question. Mm-hmm. So no, that right there is already it. But I think if it was just between Charlie and Bosley, I would want to be Bosley. Because Bosley, he ain't doing nothing. All he is just an extension of Charlie. Yeah, that's a good gig. I mean, you saw where he was living and hanging out. Like he looked like he lived.
Yeah, right. He was mostly the people that they hung off of in the movie. He just made sure stuff was right in place for them.
Yeah, and he could be in the fun with the girls every now and then. Mm-hmm. Right? I mean, Bosley is the perfect position. He's like right in the middle, no extremes, you know, and then. You know, tap out of the movie when he's done.
Oh, and I got my second question. I give it just
okay. Yeah, yeah. Go for it.
Okay, so would you have rather Drew Barrymore start her relationship with the Thin Man in the first movie or kept it in the second?
Oh, spoiler!
I
don't want nothing to do with the Thin Man. I'll tell you that right now. Anybody who rips up my hair and smells it and keeps it in their pocket. And a perfect lock of hair? No, ma'am. No, thank you.
Crazy. I kind of thought that was honestly when I was little. I thought it was honestly the cutest shit ever in the world. Like I was like, yeah, that is so cute. But then when I got her, I was like, yeah, this guy is fucking psycho.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna tap out of that one. I'm gonna pass right on that one. So bringing it all together, think about everything that you thought about when you saw this movie. Now, and not what you thought before. I need this rating on now. If you were to rate this movie out of 4 stars, 4 being the best and 1 being the most trash, what would you rate this movie in the eyes of you in 2021?
Honestly, you would think I would say 4, but like, cause it was a 4 when I was little, but now
yeah.
I really see it has to be like, honestly, between the 2 and the 3.
Well, you got to pick. Oh, you got to pick.
I would say.
Ain't no halves.
Why? Because like I don't want to, you know.
Well, I'll tell you right now. Three. Huh?
I say three. I gave it a solid three.
Okay. I gave it a two in 2021. I gave it a two because it was really like, it was the cheesiest of cheese. And like I said in other episodes before, nowadays I like campy things. I like funny things. You don't mm-hmm. take too seriously, but I also like things that make sense. And a lot of this movie didn't make sense.
Yes, honestly, I get what you're saying. Like one thing that really kind of annoyed me in the movie, honestly, what kind of turned me off about it was like now, and this fact is when I was little, you used to say I'm little. I didn't notice it. I was just, you know, just the days and God by like how these women were so beautiful and they did what they did in this film. Now I'm starting to notice everything, and like the foreshadowing in that movie was so horrible. Like the first part when they was going over the mission and who the two people was that they had to like watch and go keep over. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, Cameron was like, oh, she did it. And I'm like, and I'm sitting there like in reality, I'm like, wait, didn't she do it though? Like,
I'm yeah, like, wow. And I'm like, all right, great. This is
okay. So now
wonderful. Yeah, they're trying to do a switch up on us or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but that's it for this episode of
that
was it. Overall, I think the movie, you know, the movie was still good fun, but mm-hmm. thank you for coming on this episode. And
of course, be a good one. I want to say before we end, second one is the best one, people. Don't ever forget that.
I know.
It's my opinion, but the second one gives life.
We done spoiled so much of the second one. Not really. I feel like you can watch the second one and you can still get your
exactly, because we haven't said all the good parts yet, because there's still a lot of good parts in the movie.
A lot of plot twists, but it's the same type of fun that we dealt with in the first one.
Exactly.
And right off the back, so is there anything that you want to plug, or you know, your social media or anything? I have your social media right here, just in case. Let the kids know who you are.
Well, yes. Hi, guys. Again, my name is Marco Joyner from New Haven, the dancer. I have the page that I gave you guys as my main page, you know, to see who I am, as a person.
But, which was, say it again for people.
OG.KVLL.
That is OG.KVLL on Instagram. Yes. Yes.
But then now I also just started my dance page this Ooh. Past like 3 weeks ago. I haven't really been posting my videos on it yet. I should be posting my first video coming this week.
Okay.
But basically, my name for that is Marvelous K, basically. So Marvelous, how you really spell Marvelous with mm-hmm. four S and one K at the end. And
okay.
So basically that's my dance page. So if you want to follow that, see what I have going on and all the things that I want to bring out and show my art to the world, please do that. Enjoy my page. I'm going to be posting dance videos, my newest headshots, just stuff I'm doing just to, you know, bring myself out to the world. So yeah, that's that.
Okay.
And awesome. Now honestly, I want to do, just because of this, I want to do a Charlie's Angel inspired photo shoot. I'm not going to even hold you.
Ooh,
and I'm gonna do Natalie. I'm gonna do a Natalie picture to like.
Hey, you do anything, you let me know, and I'll post it on the Afterthought Instagram at Afterthought POD, Afterthought Pod, and I will post it and let the kids know that you are all about this movie and including the second one. Okay.
Including the second one. Okay. Make sure you put that in.
Including the second one. Yes. Well, everybody listening to the show, this is Afterthought Podcast. Another episode. We're almost done with this first season. I don't know when I'm going to clip it, but I'll probably let y'all know on the social medias. You could find this podcast at AfterthoughtHub, H-U-B, @gmail.com. If you want to message us, let us know that you want to be on the show. Any thoughts, anything, movie suggestions.
Message
the really show.
Fun.
And yeah. Thank you for coming on, and everybody tune in next week on Monday. So I'm keeping up with the Monday schedule. I know I skipped a couple. I was feeling under the weather, but we are okay. We're keeping up with the Monday schedule. So always look out for a new episode then. And until then, thank you for coming on the show. And
thank you for having me. I had so much fun. I really enjoyed this. I enjoyed it so much. It was great.
But we'll see you guys later. Until next time. All right.
Thank you. Have a good bye, guys.
Bye.